At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Normally, segment two is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue, but we did Carriker's Trivia Challenge there today, so they have been dedicated to segment three of Adam Carriker's Show. Is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, and half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, ladies and gentlemen. I get hungry every day just freaking reading this. All right, get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. And here's the deal. It's really, really, really good food. You know what I would do? I mean, I'm not biased at all. I would go eat at Mulberry Barbecue every day, and I would listen to this show. I'm just saying. It seems like a good way to live your life. Right, Jake?
Absolutely.
Whoops, as I try to knock the microphone over. Anything on the text line and we need to dive into before we look ahead to college football championship weekend?
Well, just, you know, where you're kind of saying is people are kind of getting upset about removing the walk-on program. You know, it feels like it's crushing dreams out there.
It is.
That's kind of been the frustration on the text line.
Okay. I'll address that real quick. So I mentioned this before. A lot of my best friends were walk-ons that I met at Nebraska. My brother-in-law is a walk-on. It's how I met my wife. By the way, he gave me her number. So every time he sees me at Christmas, if he acts grumpy, I'm like, this is your fault, buddy. But I have a special spot in my heart for walk-ons. And there's pluses and minuses to this. There's more minuses than pluses. Obviously, more scholarships, et cetera. There's a trickle-down effect. Now, guys will go play at other schools instead of Nebraska, maybe South Dakota State or something. And if you can't, you know, if you were a guy who's going to walk on a South Dakota State, maybe you go. It trickles down. But eventually, there's a place you can't trickle down to anymore. Like, you can't trickle down back into high school. And that's the part that sucks. There's more to it than that. But in summation, that's kind of my final thoughts. It does suck to use wildly improper English here, but that's okay. We're keeping it real. And it has a special place in my heart. It's something that bothers me. College football is a $1 billion business. Just so you know, Nebraska's football made almost $205 million last year. All right, college football as a whole, well over, darn near $2 billion. It just is what it is. The number one grossing college football program in the country last year was Ohio State, about $280 million. Number two is A&M. Not Texas. Not Gagmeyou. Gagmeyou is number three. All right? Michigan was up there. Nebraska was sixth. There was a lot of money being made. And that's the people running college football are not people who prioritize football or understand or love football. They are people who saw an avenue to make money, college football. It was not being maximized. And they came in and they said, I don't know what's best for the game. I know how to maximize money. By the way, we're just going to continue to look more and more and more like the NFL because that's how you make the most money. Every move that's made, we look more and more like the NFL. I forget if I shared this on the show yesterday. I had a buddy of mine text me, hey, are they going to end up with practice squad guys to try to get more players out there? And I was like, holy crap, they just might have practice squad someday. We've already talked about AFC versus NFC, all that stuff. All right, topic for another day. So, the ACC, the Big 12 Championship, the Mountain West Conference Championship. I love that the winners of these games are automatically in the playoff. I don't love the buys, the automatic buys. Because think about this. If you're UNLV or Boise, if you win that game, well, UNLV wouldn't. But Boise, you get a first-round buy probably. You're going to get a first-round buy. If you lose, you're out. How ridiculous is that? Same thing with Arizona State or Iowa State. You win, you're going to get a first-round bye, but if you lose, you're out. There's no gray area in between. That's a crazy thing to me that just doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that. Clemson, with three losses in the ACC, has a chance to get a first-round bye. What kind of sense does that make? They played three ranked teams this year, lost all of them. Got curb-stomped by Georgia 34-3. Severely outplayed at home by Louisville. All right, and lost. And then South Carolina comes into their house, a rivalry game, pulls away, and wins the game late. By the way, South Carolina has no chance of getting in the college football playoff now at this point based on the rankings, and they're not playing any more games, and the teams in front of them, namely Alabama and a couple other teams, are already ahead of them. They're not playing games. How are you going to jump them? So that doesn't make any sense. I think they should be in the playoff. I don't even mind if you're a conference champ, you get an automatic home field if you're playing a non-conference champ, regardless of the seed. I wouldn't hate that. But I don't understand. You're either a first-round buy or you're out for something for five of those six teams. SMU, if they lose, they might stay in, possibly stay in. Be between them and Bama, and the committee is going to put Bama in. But let's look at these games specifically, and I'm going to save SEC Big Ten for the end. All right, so you look at the ACC championship game. I've actually been a fan of SMU all year. I've been rooting for them all year. They are about a 3.5-point favorite in this game over Clemson. Who would have imagined that before the season? And it's interesting because I spoke with someone and he's like, had this game been played before the season, Clemson would have only been a 6-point favorite. And I was like, really? Before any games were played, they wouldn't have been like a 2-touchdown favorite, like 6 points. So the pendulum has swung in SMU's favor. Only one loss all year. Clemson has three. But not as much as I would have thought. So people had a high opinion of SMU coming into the year, at least relatively speaking. Remember, Clemson was a top 10 team before Georgia curb stopped them and mollywopped them. And actually, that game was only 6-0 at halftime. It was just the second half that got ugly with Georgia. I just like saying fun words sometimes, but it was bad the second half. So SMU is a slight favorite. SMU is number two in the country when it comes to pressure rate on opposing quarterbacks. They have a top 10 offense, explosive offense. When it comes to explosive offense, I believe they're 17th in the country, while Clemson is 105 and allowing explosive plays. And to me, that's number one key to the game. Number two, SMU tends to turn the ball over. They once won a game this year with a -6 turnover margin in the game. Think about that. Think about ridiculously bad that is and how good it is that you somehow found a way to win. Clemson?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
They're very much in the plus column when it comes to the turnover margin. I think SMU will win this game with the outlier of one thing, the turnovers. If they win the turnover margin or it's even, I got SMU. I'm taking SMU. But you can't predict turnovers. If Clemson wants a chance to win, they played three ranked teams this year and they've lost. By the way, SMU has played one ranked team this year, BYU, and they lost. And they haven't played the most brutal schedule. Of their eight conference opponents, because the ACC only plays eight conference games, just like the SEC, of their eight conference opponents, six of those eight conference opponents, conference record was 500 or worse. So SMU is not exactly battle tested. They played one ranked team, BYU, and they've lost. So there's not a ton of confidence on this. I don't think Clemson is peaking at the right time. I think Arizona State is hot, and I think SMU is playing good ball right now. I'm going to go with SMU to win. If the turnovers flip, all hell could break loose. All right, look at the Big 12 title game. You've got Arizona State. You got Iowa State. Iowa State is the only team in the country with two receivers with over 1,000 receiving yards this year. Their offense is much stronger than their defense, their 3-3-5 defense they run. Arizona State. It's a bad matchup for Iowa State because the one thing Iowa State struggles to do as a team, the worst, stop the run. They're 107th in the country stopping the run. Arizona State, 19th in the country at running the ball. And Cam Scataboo, no, I'm not making up words. Cam Scataboo is Arizona State's running back. He is a stud. Look this dude up. He averages 170 total yards a game, over 100 rushing yards a game. Seven times this year, he had 25 carries or more in a game. This dude is a workhorse. Now, they're without, I was easily going to pick Arizona State, but they're without their top wide receiver, and that makes me nervous. But their strength is running the ball. Iowa State struggles to stop running the ball. All right. Iowa State can score, though. It can be interesting. The other thing that makes me nervous is within the red zone, Arizona State really struggles. And Iowa State's got a top 30 red zone defense. I'm taking Arizona State. I'd feel better if they had their top wide receiver. All right. We got about 4 minutes here. Georgia, gag me you. Now, here's the deal. Georgia severely outplayed Texas in Austin. 30-15, I believe, was the final score of that game. Here were their scoring drives. If you remember, their offense didn't have to do much. Their defense was dominant. Georgia scoring drives started at Texas is 13, 28. Texas is 28. Texas is 34. Texas is 30. And Georgia's 45 was their worst scoring drive starting field position of the game. Their offense didn't have to do diddly squat. And they won 30-15. Their defense was dominant. They held Gagne Udoh to 1.1 yards per carry. Texas lost their top two running backs before the season. The next guy who stepped up has stepped up. And he's one of those guys that you develop and you love. He's like a Nebraska-type old-school running back that would have developed, waited his time, and then burst on the scene like as a junior or senior. All right, but Georgia had 6 sacks, 10 tackles for loss, held to Texas to 3 of 19 on third down. All right, Carson Beck, the Georgia quarterback, who had 3 interceptions in this Texas game. That gets overlooked in this game versus Texas the first time they played in Austin, is the wild card. He was projected to be the either first or second best quarterback in the country. It was really him, Ewers, Shedeur Sanders were the top 3 projected quarterbacks in the country before the season. He's been so wildly up and down this year. He's the wild card. If he plays well, they got a chance. If he doesn't, they're done. I think Texas is actually better. All right, they have no consistent standout wide receiver this year. Travis Etienne, their best running back, who had 3 touchdowns in the first game versus Texas. Don't know if he's going to play this game. And they, when he's out, they're in the 100s when it comes to rushing the ball in the country. I'm going to go with Gagne Udoh to win the SEC in their first season. I can't wait to see all the humility that comes out of their mouth after that game. All right, how much time I got here, Jake?
About 2 minutes.
Ooh, that's more than I thought. I'll take it. Oregon, Penn State. I don't even know if you want to win this game. I really don't. You're either the 1 seed, and in round 2, because it's projected Ohio State's going to host Tennessee in the first round of the playoff, and whoever wins that's going to play the 1 seed. Or, if Oregon loses, they'll be the 5 seed. They're probably going to play Arizona State. Maybe UNLV beats Boise. By the way, I have Boise winning. All right, the only thing that sticks out to me about Boise is Eric Chenander's their defensive coordinator, and I love that dude, but it sticks in my craw that he's probably going to get to the playoffs before we do. And somebody told me he's running the 3-3-5 there. I have not confirmed that, but I was like, that just makes me even more sad if that's true. But I love Eric. He's a good dude. I wish we'd had more success with him here. I don't even know if you want to win this game. Penn State could lose and be the 5 seed. Either be them or Notre Dame. Notre Dame is projected to get it right now. Okay, barring what happens in the Big Ten championship game. But in the first round, let's say Boise wins, so they get a top 4 seed. You would play Iowa State or Arizona State, the winner. And then the second round, which you'd be a big favorite, you play probably it depends on who wins the ACC championship game. You could play a 3-loss Clemson, but it'd probably be Iowa State, Arizona State, and then the second round you'd play Boise, and you'd be a gigantic favorite in both those. Or you can be the number 1 seed, get a bye, and then take on probably Ohio State because they're going to host Tennessee as a projected first-round matchup, all right, in the first round of the playoffs. So do you want to win? I don't know. We'll see. Here's the deal. The actual matchup itself. These two teams have not played since the 1995 Rose Bowl. One person asked me, should we move it to Pasadena? That'd be great. Oregon's a 3.5-point favorite. Oregon has struggled. Penn State has struggled mightily versus teams like Ohio State, Michigan, and ranked teams. Their average points per game versus their last 4 ranked opponents, not top 5, top 10, just ranked, 12 points per game. Oregon has the second best record in all of FBS since 2020, 34-5. Penn State, 32-6. So 2 winning programs. All right, the matchup here to watch, I am going to take Oregon. The matchup to watch is Oregon's offensive line is up for the Joe Moore Award as the top offensive line in the country, along with Texas and Army. Shout out to Army. Okay, Penn State, number 1 in the country at fastest time to getting to the quarterback at 2.63 seconds. They've got a top 15 pick in Abdul Carter. The other guy, he's only a 5-star out of high school. So can Oregon protect Dillon Gabriel or Penn State? Can they get there beforehand? I'm going to go with Oregon. Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the ball.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.